From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm David Green. It was an eventful day for Pope Benedict, who's on a state visit to Britain. London police arrested at least six people on suspicion of planning an attack on the Pope. However, there was no direct threat to Benedict, and his staff played down the news. Later, the Pope addressed the troubled history of English-papal relations as he visited the seat of British power. NPR's Philip Reeves reports.
Many extraordinary scenes have played out within London's Westminster Hall during the 900 years since it was built. Today it formed the stage for another drama as the 83-year-old Pope walked into the hall and came face to face with the leaders of modern Britain. Pope Benedict, representative of 1 billion Catholics, is the first pontiff ever to enter this ancient hall, which stands within the palace that houses Britain's Parliament. He brought with him a sense of history.
As I speak to you in this historic setting, I think of the countless men and women down the centuries who have played their part in the momentous events that have taken place within these walls.
Some of these momentous events have been a lot less pleasant than today's ceremony. 3.5 centuries ago, King Charles I was tried in this hall and sent off to be executed. So, a few decades before that, was a Catholic called Guy Fawkes for plotting to blow up Parliament. But the Pope singled out another figure from the past.
In particular, I call the figure of St. Thomas More.
Sir Thomas More, philosopher, writer, and personal advisor to King Henry VIII. Henry was the king who split the English church from the Vatican 500 years ago because it refused him permission to get a divorce. The Pope today was on the same spot where More was tried for refusing to accept Henry as head of England's church, a stance that cost More his head. Many hundreds of British dignitaries gathered to listen to the Pope, leaders from a largely secular land that still, at times, has uneasy relations with his church. Among them were four former prime ministers, including Margaret Thatcher and Tony Blair, a recent convert to Catholicism. The Pope's main theme concerned the role played by religion in policy-making, or lack of it. He cited the recent global financial crisis as an example.
There's widespread agreement that the lack of a solid ethical foundation for economic activity has contributed to the grave difficulties now being experienced by millions of people throughout the world.
No government can afford to ignore the ethical dimension of policy making, the pontiff said.
In this light, I cannot but voice my concern at the increasing marginalization of religion, particularly of Christianity, that is taking place in some quarters, even in nations which place a great emphasis on tolerance.
The Pope is a very poor performer in public, but he spoke firmly enough and ended on a flourish.
Thank you, and God bless you all.
The applause was warm, but not ecstatic. Evening prayers with the Archbishop of Canterbury in Westminster Abbey brought an end to the second day of his visit. So far, this has gone smoothly, but there has been one scare. Before dawn today, armed anti-terrorist police raided a depot and arrested a group of London street cleaners. They're being questioned about an alleged threat against the Pope, though they haven't yet been charged with any offence. Philip Reeves, NPR News, London.